The study of climate science has expanded its research into other disciplines. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Kit Wessler, professor of archaeology at Murray State University, presents an archaeological perspective on the climate.
Archaeology, history, and geology tell us that climate change is the natural environment of our species. Humanity belongs to the Pleistocene epoch, roughly the last 2 million years. We've lived with the ice ages, a global warming and cooling cycle on a period of some 100,000 years. The most recent glacial maximum, the coolest moment, was about 18,000 years ago. We should have another 32,000 years of warming in this cycle. Between about 7 and 4,000 years ago, the world experienced a warm period. Assuming it's part of a cycle, the next cold spell may also have lasted about 3,000 years. If so, we're a third of the way through another warm spell, with another 2 millennia of warm period ahead of us. There's a shorter cycle. The Roman climatic optimum was a time of expanding empires, Rome, Marian, Qin Han, as well as the mound-building Adena Hopewell culture in North America. Then there was a cold spell, followed by the warm medieval optimum from about AD 900 to 1300, the time of great cathedrals in Europe, and in North America, the Mississippian mound builders, the Chaco and Mesa Verde Pueblo builders, and the Toltec of Mexico. Then, with the Little Ice Age, there was a retrenchment until the 19th century. Now we're seeing the warming trend of the modern optimum. Pollution is contributing to global warming, and we need to control our damage. But we can't stop it, because the warming cycles are reinforcing themselves and have hundreds and thousands of years to continue. Societies who adapted to climate change did well. We should learn this lesson and plan accordingly.
That was Kit Wessler of Murray State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Swans are floating by, smoking chimney tops. Am I dreaming?